We're continuing in the Kutei Halachos, Ora Chaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Seidor, Halacha Vov, the last lines of paragraph Hey. V'al kein siyem sham, and this is why the Pasuk finishes there by saying, V'yismachu ki yishtoiku, they rejoiced that it became silent, that the sea became silent, V'yanchem el machoiv chefzom, and they were led to the place that they wanted to get to their final destination. Look how it says there, vayismichu, because the main hatzlocha in all of these four steps, the main hatzlocha in a Jew being zecha to climb this ladder, depends on the vayismichu, on simcha. That's how a person zecha to the tikkun hakeser, shubuchin ashtika kanal. As we mentioned earlier, the pasuk says v'simchas oylam al roisham. Simcha is on their heads. What's on a person's head? A crown, a keser. Simcha is synonymous with the keser. Paragraph Vav. V'ze b'chinas yoydu l'ashem chazdoi v'nifloisev l'vnei odom. Rav Nussensal is basing this halach again on Torah Chov Dalet in the first half of Likud Imran, where one of the main issues there is this concept of redifa and ma'akev, how a person's mind is racing upwards, trying to reach up to Hashem. And if they were just that alone, then the person could blast off and not come back, reach a place where they can't come back from, which is no tachlis. Therefore, Rabbeinu Zal explained, there has to be the redifa and the ma'akev. Ma'akev is something that holds it back, a restraining force that ensures that the mind doesn't go to outer limits where it can't come back from, that kind of thing. And this is the issue that Rav Nosson Zal is going to address in this paragraph. V'ze b'chinas yoydu l'ashem chazdoi v'nefloisev l'vnei odom. Chazdoi ze b'chinas he'ora samoichin, sheheim al yidei birchas hayodayim, sheheim b'chinas chesed gvura teferes, she'ikar hu ha'chesed. The term chesed refers to the brain shining, you know, the glowing, which comes from the birchas hayodayim, as what Rabbeinu Zal mentioned in that chapter in Likutei Moran, Sikel es Yodov, the Birchas HaSechel, which is given through the Yodayim, the Smicha, which Moshe Rabbeinu gave to Yehoshua. And the Yodayim, we know, are referred to as Chesed and Gvura, and the trunk of the body is Teferis. So that section of the body is referred to as Chesed Gvura Teferis, of which the leader of that group is Chesed. Rabbeinu Zal says, Ki Kel Nehiru de Chochmasa, because we know that Hashem's name Kel, which is the name that's associated with Chesed, because there's a pasuk in Tehillim, Chesed Kel Kol Hayoim, the name of Hashem Kel, the Zohar HaKadosh says, Kel Nehiru de Chochmasa. Kel is the light of Chochma. So we see that Chesed, when we refer to Chesed, we're referring to Moichin also. It's not just Chesed, it's a Chesed that's plugged into Chachma. Because in the way the spheroids line up, Chesed is directly below Chachma. Chachma's on the right, Bina's on the left, and Das is in the center. Then directly under Chachma, you have Chesed. In fact, it's brought in Sifrei Kabbalah that Chesed is Bigamatria 72, Chachma is 73, to show that in a certain framework, Chachma is directly above Chesed. So that Rav Nosson Zal says here that the term Chesed also refers to Moichin. V'hu yoimo de'ozilim kulu yoimen. The Zohar HaKadosh refers to Chesed. We know that the world was created in 7 days. The 7 days correspond to these seven spheroids, Chesed Gvura through Malchus. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that Chesed, which was the first one of the 7 days, the light of Chesed isn't just limited to the first day, but rather it extends into all 7 days. It's called Yoima Do'ozil Im Kula Yoimen. It's the day that's found within all the days. Bibchinas, as the Pasuk says, Yoimon Yitzava Hashem Chazdoi. The word Yoimon means days, plural. On days, Hashem will command His Chesed. So that Chesed is not just limited to its day, to day number one, to Yom Rishon, but rather Chesed is called Yoimon Dozelim Kula Yoimon. Kamoshe Kosu B'Ksovim, as is discussed in the writings of the Arizal, umuva b'tvareinu, and then is discussed in the Breslov Sforim. So that's what chesed is. Niflois-o zebechinas keser. Rav Nosson Zal says the word niflois is associated with keser. Niflo means wondrous. Shehu ha-mesader v'ameyashev, which Rabbeinu Zal said in that chapter in Likutei Moran, keser is the fence. Keser is the restraining force. Ki keser nikro pele, ki odua, because we know that the sphere of keser is referred to as pele, wondrous. There's a pasuk, b'muflo mimcho al tidroish, u'b'mechusa mimcho al tachkor. And that in that which is wondrous to you, you're not allowed to delve into it. And that's referring to the keser, the crown of Hashem. Ki odua, as is known. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains the pasuk. Ki al ze bo ikra ha-hoido, because this is the main thing that we're praising Hashem for. Shashem izborach ozar loy lotzeis mikol elu atzoris shel adal ranal, that Hashem has helped the person bizochet to get out of this the problems of these four types that we discussed earlier. Shehu al yidei tikunim anal, which a person gets out of them by following the four tikunim that are discussed in Torah Chav Dalet and Likutei Moran that we discussed earlier here. Ad shezocho l'tikun hamoichin, through which a person is zocher to get to a tikun hamoichin, shehem b'chinas chesed, which we just said a few lines ago, that's a concept of chesed. V'tikun ha-keser, shehu b'chinas peleh, and the person is also zocher to effect a tikun for keser, which is referred to as peleh. V'zehu, this is what the pasuk is hinting to, when the pasuk says, yoidu l'ashem chazdoi, She'etzel chesed omar l'ashem. Note, when the pasuk uses the term chesed, it associates it with Hashem. Ve'etzel nifloisov omar livnei odom. And when it uses the word niflois, which is keser, which is a much, much higher level than chesed, it uses the word livnei odom, humans. Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ze bechinas tikun horedifo v'amakev hanal, because it's showing us that in this particular context, keser is not being used to refer to the outer stratospheres, but rather keser is being used to refer to as a restraining force, a belt, a fence. Ki hamoichin roidfin lahasig oyer hoin soif, because the brain is constantly racing, jumping upwards to try to reach up to Hashem's infinite light. V'roitzen la'alei sel Hashem, it's trying to reach up to Hashem. U'kefi redifoson, and based on how much the brain wants to jump up to Hashem, hoyonichlal shom u'mezbatel b'metzias. If that's all that were going on, the brain would reach up to Hashem and get blown apart, get blown away, get blow up in smithereens because it's too bright a light. And the world would be destroyed in the process. You know, there would be a concept of ribuy oyer. And people would not know of the greatness of Hashem, which is the main reason why Hashem created everything. Hashem created everything so that people should know of the greatness of Hashem. And if they were only this redifa, you know, this racing upward, then it would race up, a rocket going straight up and burn up, you know, period. Alkein tzrichin tikun hama'akev hanal. This is why it's so critical to have that restraining force, to have that fence. Shehu bechinas pele, bechinas keser, which in our context is the crown, because a crown is like a fence that's worn around the head. Shema'akev es hamoichin meridifoson, which holds back the moichin from just racing out of bounds. And the tug of war that takes place between these two, between the Moichin and the Keser, is what creates these nine heavenly castles. Through which a person is zocheh to connect with that infinite light in a format of reaching it and not reaching it, touching it and not touching it. In other words, meaning not diving right in and burning up in the process, but making slight contact, making the maximum contact that can be made without self-destructing. Shemishom kol ha-hasogois va'idios shel tzadikei emes. And that's where all the great understandings that the great tzadikim are zocheh to achieve, they get it through there. They get it through these tishu haicholim that are generated through this process of redifim shaydeze yoidin letzamtzem oir hasagosom. This is what gives them the ability to constrict the light of their understanding ad sheicholim lohidia lanu neflosav anayruim in a manner which allows them to convey to us and to communicate to us the great wonders of Hashem. Because don't forget, we have the example of the four great tzaddikim that tried to go up to the paradise. They tried to go up to a very high level of light. And we're told one of them became an apikoris in the process, Acher. One of them died in the process. The third one, the Gemara uses the wording, his mind was affected. Meaning, he would talk and people couldn't understand what he was saying. So to them, it seemed as if he had lost his mind. But it was only because he had touched a high level of light and connected there and didn't have the ability to bring it back in a manner that it could be understood by people. So Rav Nosson Zal is telling us here that in order for Tzadikim Amitim to be Zeuche, to go up, 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 and achieve a connection to Hashem, and have the ability to bring it back and communicate it to people and broadcast it, it requires this redif and makev. It requires this double process. V'zehu, and this is why the pasuk says, Yoidu l'ashem chazdoi v'nifloisav l'vnei adom. Shehachesed b'chinas redifas hamoichin. The term chesed, which in this context is being used to represent moichin, you know, and the moichin reaching up to Hashem, roideif l'ashem. It's chasing after Hashem to achieve the light of Hashem. Aval ein ze shleimus. But if that's all that's going on, it's not shleimus. It's not something that's going to be matzliach. Kim kein yizbatel b'metzius kanal. Because if there's only that one direction traffic going on, just the rocket going straight up, the end is going to be that it's going to destroy itself. Period. It's going to get destroyed in the process. And people will not be able to be told of the greatness of Hashem, to be enlightened of the greatness of Hashem. But if there is this second ingredient involved, if there is that restraining force, which is the keser, which is called pele, that's what allows us, the power of niflois, of the keser in this case, is what allows us to convey the light of Hashem, libnei odom. V'zehu v'nifloys of libnei odom kanal. And this is why the pasuk says, Yoidu l'Hashem chazdoi. The chesed, the moichin, is racing upwards towards Hashem. That's its job. At the same time, v'nifloys of, there's this keser, which is a restraining force, which holds the moichin back, so that whatever contact the moichin make with Hashem can be communicated libnei odom, can be used by human beings. Rav Nosson Zal has to explain this because usually, generally, throughout Kabbalah and throughout Hasidus, keser is always used to refer to that light which we can't access, what we should give. But you need to know that in Kabbalah, very often, things don't have one definition. Sometimes the same item can be defined and redefined, can be defined one way in a certain context, and in a different context, it takes on a different meaning, you know, a different... V'ze b'chinas kol ha-psukim shemazhir bohem l'saper nifloisav l'siach bohem. And now Rav Nosson Zal says, based on this introduction I've given you, I'll show you now a whole list of psukim in the Torah where it talks about broadcasting Hashem's niflois to man, which you would say normally is a question. One second, doesn't niflo mean keser? And isn't keser that place that you can't communicate? Isn't that the place that you're not supposed to delve into? That you're not supposed to talk about? So how come we got all of these psukim we're about to quote now, which says nifloisav levnei odom and sichu b'chol nev... Rav Nosson says, based on the explanation I just gave you, you understand that the term niflo in this context is being used to refer to that power of redifa and makev, that restraining force which controls the moichin and sees to it that they just get enough light that can be communicated to people. For example, nifloisav daikor, Rav Nosson says, and note, the posuk uses the word nifloisav, kemoishikosav, as it says in a posuk, sichu b'chol nifloisav. Tell over all the wonders of Hashem. Uchsiv, there's another pasuk, V'divrei nifloi secho osicho. Uchsiv, and there's a third pasuk. Sapru v'agoyim es kevoidoi b'chol ho'amim nifloi sov. Fourth pasuk. V'chein oida Hashem b'chol libi. I praise Hashem with my whole heart. Asapra kol nifloi sov. I tell over all of his wonders. A fifth pasuk. Lishmoya b'koil toido ulesaper kol nifloi secho. A sixth pasuk. V'adheno agid nifloi secho. V'chein harbe. And Rav Nosson says there's more than this. Ki ikar gdulosoi uchvoido yisborach hu lohidia levnei ha'adam gvurosoi v'noiroisav nifloisav. Because the greatest honor we can show Hashem and the greatest respect that we can show Hashem is by broadcasting His greatness, His wonders to mankind, to a lot of people, not just to the Institute of Mekubalim, but rather to be able to have a light that can be broadcasted to the masses. Ubeyoiser loharachoy kemoi, and especially to those who are furthest from Hashem. K'may shekosu b'simen yud, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses in chapter 10 in the first half of Likut Imran, where he emphasizes that the ikar kvoido yisborach is to be makar of the people that are furthest away. Sheze ikar gdulosu yisborach, that's the main greatness of Hashem. Shegam ho akum v'horechoykim moid moid yedu oisoy, that lahavdol, even the goyim and those who are far, far away from Hashem, even they should get to know about Hashem. And that's why when the Torah speaks about broadcasting Hashem, it says broadcasting the wonders, the niflois of Hashem. Why? Because the main thing that allows us to be able to talk to people about the greatness of Hashem is if there is this pele, this keser, this fence, this gate that limits the moichim and holds them back. A result of which, which we said before, the interaction between these two, the Radif and Makiv, is what generates those Tishei Cholin. It's through the interplay between the Moichen and the Keser, between the forces that are reaching up to Hashem and the forces that are holding them back, that's what generates these Hecholim, which are Kelim, into which knowledge of Hashem can be poured into. This is what allows us to have an understanding of Hashem and to have the type of understanding that can be conveyed to people, that can be communicated and broadcasted, you know, far and wide. And this is the greatest respect for Hashem, and this is the greatness of Hashem, not when Hashem is for limited audiences only, but when Hashem can be broadcasted worldwide, you know, and made it as popular, as far known as possible. V'al kein chiyuv ha'hoido hu barabim daiko. K'may sham razal. And this is why the Birkas Hagoymel, which is the Birkas Hoido, must be said bedafka with a minyan, you know, a large group of people. V'tzorech lo'idoye ba'api asora. As the Gemara says, you must praise Hashem in front of 10 people. As it says, we will praise Hashem in a kohol, because this is the main honor of Hashem. And this is what the pasuk means when it says, "Ragli omda." Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to take this pasuk, which the Gemara uses to refer to Birchas Hoidah, and he's going to show how this pasuk includes everything we spoke about so far. The entire process that we quoted from Torah Chof Dalet and Likut Imran, which starts from the feet, Tikkun Oraglin, and works its way up to the Moichin, to the Keser. The pasuk says, Ragli omdo b'mishor. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ze b'chinas Tikkun Oraglin, shu b'chinas hascholas ha-tikkun al yedei aser asiyas ha-mitzvah b'simcha. This is talking about the beginning tikkun that Rabbeinu Zal presents in that chapter in Likut Imran, which starts from the raglin, where Rabbeinu Zal said, which is dependent on a Jew performing mitzvahs with simcha. That's what affects a tikkun to the raglin, and that's what gives the mitzvah the ability to move, to travel, and inspire everybody about Hashem. And by starting from there, by starting from Asiyas HaMitzvahs B'Simcha, which is Tikkun HaRaglin, Zoichen L'chol HaAliyas Hanal, we proceed to the Tikkun of Netzach HaYisoid, to the Tikkun of Chesed Gvur Teferes, to the Tikkun of Chochma Bino Das, and then crashing against the Keser, Ad Shenistakein Gam HaMesader, until we get up to the Keser, which is that fence, that restraining wall. Whereby through the whole cycle, by following that whole cycle, starting from the legs up, from the bottom of the feet up, we get to a place where we have the ability to inform, to broadcast the greatness of Hashem. And this is why, now you see how the pasuk goes together. Ragli omda b'mishor, b'makelim avorech Hashem. Because by starting this cycle, which starts from the feet, ragli omda b'mishor, b'chinas tikkun raglin, al yidei asiyas hamitzvos b'simcha, al yidei ze nistaken hama'akev, b'chinas keser k'nal. That starts a flow going, which leads up to the keser, and it's misaken, it puts the keser in place also, to do what it needs to do, to serve as this restraining wall, so that the Moichan doesn't blow out. Al yidei ze b'makelim avorech Hashem, sheyecholen levorchoi ulahoidos loy b'makelim, borabim, b'makelos rivavos b'nei adam. This is what allows us to get to a point where we can praise Hashem publicly, where we can broadcast Hashem to the masses. Sheze ho'ikar, that's the most important thing. Now Rav Nosson Zal gives us a final pasuk, which puts these two words side by side. Look how the pasuk says, "Hafle chasodecho." Hashem, give us your wondrous kindness. Rav Nosson Zal says, "Hafle chasodecho daiko bechinas chasdoi v'nefloisov." This is what Rav Nosson Zal explained in this whole paragraph, showing the connection between chesed, which in our discussion here referred to the Moichin, and Nifla, Pele, which referred to the restraining wall, holding the Moichin back so that they don't blow out. Period. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, paragraph Zayin, V'zeh she'tzorech lo'idoye bapei asoro, u'train minayu rabonon. Now you'll understand another aspect of this halacha of Birkas HaGoymel, that the Gemara says that to bench Goymel you need a minion, and preferably two of them should be rabbis. Two of the ten should be rabbis, which is something you don't find anywhere else in Torah, in Yiddishkeit. Asoro keneged asoro min inegina, shemishom kol hashirois vatishbochois vahoidois vazmirois, shekulam kulam besefer tehillim, sheyosa dovra melcho v'shalom, shehu ne'im zmirois Yisrael, shekolo me'asoro min inegina, kiyadua. The ten, the requirement of a minion for birchas hoido, because what is hoido? Hoido is zmirois, tehillim. That's what hoido is. It's shirois v'tishbochos, it's zmirois. So it requires ten, because ten is the symbol of shirois and tishbochos tashem, the ten types of negina. Shezeo b'chinas goidel malas minyan asoro miYisrael. And this is the whole incredible importance of a minion of Jews, having 10 Jews together. She'oz daiko imrim borchu, or kedusha, etc., etc. Ki b'chol mokum she'esh asora miYisrael nesoirim b'chinas yudmin enegina. Because whenever 10 yidden get together, they activate the 10 types of negina. V'zehu u'train minayu rabbonon. And the reason why the Gemara says here that two of them should be rabbis, she'heim bale das u'moichin. Who are rabbis? Rabbis, hopefully, are people who've got brains. Moichin. Rabbonim refers to sechel, moichin. V'alkein heim beiz keneged horedifo v'amakev kanal. And the reason why the Gemara requires two rabbis, one rabbi symbolizes the force of reaching up, racing upwards, and the other rabbi represents the restraining wall, that holding back. Ki kishayesh shnei balei toiro, Because whenever you have two Talmidei Chachamim getting together, there's always an aspect of Redifa and Makev. There's always an aspect of one of them who's running up and the other one who's holding back. This is why it's so critical if a person wants to be Matzliach in learning, that whenever he can, he should not learn alone, but rather he should have a chavrusa, he should have a partner, at least one partner. Sheze shoyel es chaveroi, machmashemoichoi roidef lahasig loven adov laburia. Where one person's asking a question. Asking means he's reaching up. He's trying to understand something that he doesn't understand yet. That's why he's got to ask. That's what. The chaveroi meshivloi, and the other one says, wait a minute, let me think. Wait, hold back. Atches Yashiv, Kemoshe Kosuv Inyan Zeba Torah, as Rabbi Nazal explains this concept in Torah Chav Dalet and Likut Imran. Vechenu B'Sharoshe Nafshoisam B'Asogas Alakus. And this is going on a poshut level, you know, when people learn the Chavrusa, and it's also going on a deeper level, on a deeper spiritual level, where one person's neshama is in a state of Radifa, racing upwards, and the other person's neshama is in a state of, you know, toning down, holding back. And Rabbi Nazal explained over there on Likut Imran that it's only when you have both of these ingredients that you're able to generate these tishohei cholin, shezeh ikar hahoidor, which is the ultimate praise of Hashem, because when there's these tishohei cholin, they are kalim in which Hashem can be understood and communicated and broadcasted, shehi bechina simcha, which is the concept of simcha, as we discussed earlier. Rav Nosnel says, paragraph ches, alkein. Therefore, now let's talk tachlis. Tzrichin lahargil es atzmoi mo'oid b'chol yoim u'v'chol eis lohoidois u'lahalela shemizborach al kol hatoivois ha'shogom alimonu. Every single Jew has to be in the habit of thanking Hashem and praising Hashem every day, every hour, for the different good things that Hashem has done for me. V'afilu b'toikev tzoras hanefesh rachmona litzlan. Even when the person is going through terrible, difficult times. Baruchnius even. Kishayorat v'nisrache kamoish nisrachek v'echshu. Where the person's in Yerida and he's way down. He's not in the basement. He's 12 floors down. And he's mamish in a terrible matzav. Yahafoich hakoil l'sosin u'l'simcha. For the person to turn it all around and turn it into simcha. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, sosoim v'simcha yasigu. V'nosu yogoin v'anocha. V'chulu, k'may shekosu b'mokom achar, as Rav Nosson Zal discusses based on the famous chapter on the Likut Imran on this. Al she'af al pikein, zoichen loymar kriya shma, u'liyachet shmo yizborach pamayim b'chol yoyim, u'lahamin b'ashem of Moshe Avdoi. Fine, I didn't learn my 3 hours of Gemara, not fine, terrible, I didn't learn my 3 hours of Gemara today. I didn't do my 60 minutes of Kabbalah. I didn't have my hour of Espoidedus. I didn't talk to my wife the best that I possibly could. I didn't help my kids with it. I have a whole list of all the things I didn't do today. Terrible. Mamish, a list of 100 failures for today alone. However, with all of those 100 failures, I did say Shema today. I did say Kriya Shema today, Baruch Hashem, twice. And I still believe in Hashem, and I believe in I believe in Moshe Rabbeinu, I believe in Tzadikim. I believe in Moshe. Shehem Tzadikim Eshev B'chol Dor, meaning I believe in the Tzadikim of every generation. V'kama Mailais Toivois Lamokom Aleinu. And even though I'm going through so many hardships, I could still make a list of all the wonderful things that Hashem has done for me today. And that I have today. Ilufinu mole shiro kayom. And if my mouth were as wide as the ocean, I would have enough to say to fill my mouth with things to thank Hashem for. Ki ikar golus hanefesh hu ho'atzvus. Kemuvan batoira zoysayin sham. Because the worst exile of the neshama is when a person is unhappy, when a person is depressed, as is brought in that Torah Chav Dalet. V'chol ma she ho'atzvus mizgaber yoyser. Mizgabrim yoyser ha'tayvois. And chas v'sham, the more a person lets himself into atzvus, the more he's vulnerable and susceptible to all the Taivas Roas. All the Taivas Roas have an easier time in defeating him. Bifrat Shigoin HaTaiva HaKlolis, especially the craziest Taiva, the insane Taiva, which is Taivas Noshim, Taivas Niyav Rahman Al Islam. V'chein Choyzer Cholila Chas V'Shom, and it's a cycle that it feeds on itself. More depression, worse Taivas, more depression. And each one feeds the other. Umetzuruf lazeh taivas mamoin v'terdas haparnosa, and this goes together with taivas mamoin and the struggle for parnosa. Each one feeds on the other. If a person doesn't fight with himself to make himself happy, then chas v'shalom, it'll lead him into taivas nif, it'll lead him into problems with parnosa, rachma, all of these things. Bebechinas bi'it savoin toichalena, as the pasuk says, that with struggle, your parnosa will come with struggle. Why? Because of it savoin. It's all tied in together. As is discussed in chapter 56 in the first half of Likud Imran, Be'inyan Itzvoin Yodayim. Rabbeinu Zal there bases it on that topic. To the point where Chas V'Shalom, a person can Chas V'Shalom lose it completely. Lule Hashem is Rasalana, were it not for Hashem helping us, Shemeir Oleinu Baruchik, Bekoyach HaTzadik Yemes, whereby Hashem shines this light from the distance through His Tzadikim Amitim, teaching us L'Sameach Nafshoisenu Al Pidarkei Ho'etzoi Samukoi Shel Tzadik Yemes, teaching us how to make ourselves happy using the advice of the Tzadikim Amitim, using all the different Eitzlis that Rabbeinu Zal has given us, and the other Tzadikim, you know, to know how to stay happy even in difficult circumstances. V'tzorech kol odom lehachriach es atzmoi ma'oid b'chol ha'koychois lehamshech al atzmoi simcha. Each word here is a gem. Each word here is a ball of fire. Look at these. Look at what he's saying here. Each and every person has to force himself. Rav Nosson Zal is telling you there are times that it's not going to be easy. There are times that it's going to be very, very hard. Tough! I know, we know about it, and you're not the only one, you're not the only person in the world going through this. Even everybody today and 200 years ago, everybody goes through this. And we have to force ourselves, mo'id, a lot, b'chol ha'koychos, to gather up every iota of energy you have, mental energy and physical energy, everything you got. L'ham shechal atzmei simcha. To get yourself happy, to make yourself, to bring yourself to simcha. V'al kein, tzorech liyos rogel moid bohoido b'simcha kanal. And it's for this reason that a person has to be in the habit of praising Hashem with simcha. U'kemavoyer etzlein b'mokam achar harbe mizer ala toyer yimei chanukah im yimei oido. As is discussed at great length in another place, in two other places in Likutei Halachos, based on Torah, the second Torah in Likutei Moran Tanina. Behilchas Kilei Behema, Halacha Dalet, which is in Yoredeya, and in Hilchas Prikotina, Halacha Dalet, which is in Choshen Mishpat. Ayin Shom Hetev, look over there, where there Rav Nosson Zal puts tremendous emphasis on how much a person has to search and find the Nekudas Toivois, find what to be grateful about, and broaden that, and praise Hashem for that. And if you'll do it, that'll open other doors for you, and it'll open other doors, and it'll bring you to a total simcha. And when you'll be in a total simcha, you'll be matzliach with everything. You'll be matzliach with parnosa, you'll be matzliach with learning, with everything you need. Paragraph tes. Ki kol inyan hadalet tzrichen lohoides anal oivrin al kol odom becholeis. Because these four categories, Chole, Yam, Yisur, and Midbar, that we discussed before, people being deathly ill, and people crossing oceans, going through the tumultuousness of being, you know, riding through the ocean, and going through deserts that have scorpions and all kinds of deadly things in them, and being imprisoned, all of these, every single Jew goes through all the time. Lefomim begashmi is mamish. Sometimes it manifests itself on a physical level. Val piroiv alidei sharei haharpaskois hoiver malotam b'chol yoim, and more often in all kinds of variations it is that a person goes through every day. Bifrat beinyan golus hanefesh, especially in the spiritual torment that a person goes through on a daily basis. Ukemavur leil mize, as we discussed earlier in paragraph Hey. V'yalkein tiknu lanu b'doyrois halolu loymar mizmar hoidu b'chol erev Shabbos b'knisas Shabbos. And this is why the great tzaddikim, I believe they say this stems from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, who instituted that on Friday afternoon before Mincha, a Jew should say hoidu, that paragraph 107 in the first, in Tehillim, which the people of Davin Nusach Sfar, they say that. Ki sheish esimei achoil hem b'chinas hoilom hazeh. Shenikro Erev Shabbos. Because we know that the 6 days of the week are a concept of Erev Shabbos. All 6 days can be referred to as a concept of Erev Shabbos. It's before Shabbos. K'may Shomrazawa, as the Gemara says, Mi shetorach be'erev Shabbos, yochal be'Shabbos. That a person who did his homework on Erev Shabbos will have what to eat on Shabbos. And Erev Shabbos doesn't only mean Friday, it means a person who did what they should do throughout the week, you know, on Shabbos they'll have what to celebrate, they'll have what to, you know. V'Shabbos b'chinas Olam Haba. And Shabbos is also an aspect of Olam Haba. V'zeh yodua, and it's known, she'olam hazeh mole tzorois u'machoivois. That this world, the physical world that we're living in, is full of suffering and pain. Not just me, everybody, in all different variations. Cherry, vanilla, mint, strawberry, each guy's got his peckle. Ukemay shekosov, as it says in Koheles, gam kol yomov kas umachoivois, that man's days are filled with anger and pain and suffering. Ukemay shekosov, as it says in another pasuk, odom la'omol yulad, man was created to struggle, to work hard. Ukemay shekosov b'medrash, as the Medrash Rabbah says, lo nivro ha'odom elo la'omol, man was created only to struggle. Im zocho hu omal batoira ashrayoi. If the person is zocho, his struggle is in Torah. He applies himself, you know, he works hard, struggling to understand the Torah, and that's how he's yoitza, his chiyuv of struggling. And if not, if he chooses not to struggle in Torah, then he has other struggles, more difficult struggles. V'chol chiyuseinu v'kiyumeinu hu rak b'china Shabbos. And the only thing that keeps us going sometimes, the only thing that gives us chias, and the only thing that keeps us alive is knowing that there's a Shabbos. Shehu b'chinas almodosi, meaning knowing there is a light at the end of the tunnel. There is an olam haba. There's going to come a time when the suffering is going to be over, when it's going to be vacation, when it's going to be fun, it's going to be great. Ki rak ze kol tachliseinu, because that's our goal. Only that's our goal, to get to the finish line, to get to where we're supposed to get to. Ki loy bo ha'odom leze ho'ilam lizboil omol v'yogoin koze v'tzorois mitzorois shoinois she'yef shelavayer u'kimoy she'yodeh kol echot benafshoi. Because man was not put into this world to go through every type of suffering imaginable that we can't even describe, we can't even put it into writing. All the different variations of struggle and suffering that people go through in this world. V'hachachomim ha'mistaklim b'chal ho'ilam yoidim shekol ho'ilam kuloi mole yegoinois v'kas u'machoivois. And those philosophers, or I don't want to use the word philosopher, those thinkers, the deep thinkers, who analyze the world and analyze what's going on, they have all come to the realization that this is what life in this world is really all about. Suffering, struggle, everybody's got it. Everybody's doing it. Ukemavur b'medrash hanal, as is explained in the medrash that we quoted earlier, shiloi nivro ha'odom elo le'omol, that man was created only to struggle. So if a guy in this world, if a guy in Olam Hazeh is looking around for vacation, he's looking for he's in the wrong place, man. This is not the place that was there. This is a place that it's got a sign in front that says omo le'omo. This is a place of struggle, of difficulty, of Vafilu chachmei umay soilam chokruzois, even non-Jewish thinkers have analyzed this, have delved into this. Umedaprimize harbe, and they discuss this a lot in their books. Ukemuva besefer, as is found in Rav Nosson Zal quotes one of the philosophy books. Mivchar HaPninim, which was obviously one of the, I believe, secular books at that time, during Rav Moshe Zal's time, that discussed this stuff, you know, the how this is what life in this world is about. Ukemuva, as is brought in Mivchar HaPninim, Sheha'odom Bozeh Ho'ilam, Kemoi Shezivavuhu Chaya Yisroiz, Upoga Ho'oivim B'chol Moitza Umavoi, that man in this world is like a guy in a jungle. There's wild animals all around him, and other things, and enemies on all sides. She'im yinotzel miktsosam, yitrufu uktsosam. Where even if he makes it out of these, he's got the other ones to contend with. He's got it mamish from all sides. As we discuss in many other places in our Sforum, so therefore, none of us are nuts crazy enough to think that Hashem went through the difficulty of creating such a complex human being with all the unbelievable complexities, much more complex than the most advanced computers will ever be, just so that Hashem can watch him suffer. That can't be the purpose, you know, the final purpose of what Hashem went through the job of creating man for. Ki kavonas Hashem yisborach bevadai rak letoiva. Because Hashem's intent, obviously, was only for the good. Ukemavura b'chol ha'sforim, as is explained in all the sforim. Shebora es kol ha'olam umaloyoi b'shvil ha'odom kedei laharois tuvoi v'chazdoi v'rachmanusoi. That man created man and the world and all of creation in order to be able to show man Hashem's goodness and kindness and wonderfulness. As is discussed in the opening lines of the Kisvei Arizal, and as is discussed in expounded on in chapter 64 in the first half of Likud Imran, Hainu Sheikar Bria Sodom Shebishviloi Nivro Hakoil Hoya Bishvila Hatachlis Shehu Shabbos Shehu Tachlis Maase Shemayim Voritz. So therefore, the main reason why Hashem created all of this is to get to the finish line, which is Shabbos, which is the tachlis of the whole creation. As this discussed over there in Likutei Moran. V'zeh kol nechamoisenu al kol hatzorois v'hayegoinois shesoivel kol echod. And that's the consolation for all the suffering that every one of us goes through. The Bechinas, as it says in the Chumash, in last week's Parsha, Ze yenachamenu mima'asenu ume'itzvon yodenu, shenemar al Noyach, shehu Bechinas tzadik, shehu Bechinas Shabbos. When Noyach was born, the Torah says, he's going to be our consolation for all of our depression and all of our suffering and struggle. Noyach is the tzadik. The tzadik is Shabbos. The Zohar HaKadosh says that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's Talmidim said to their rabbi, Antu Shabbos Dekulo Yoyme. You're like the Shabbos, and we're like the 6 days of the week. Just like Shabbos is Mashpia to the 6 days of the week, the Tzaddik is Mashpia to all of his Talmidim, to all those that are close to him. And we know that Noyach is Miloshin Menucha, Shabbos Menucha. So we see that Noyach is symbolic of the concept of Shabbos, the finish line. Shehu b'chinas oylam haba, ukamay shekosu b'medrash hanal, and as it says in medrash over there, loy nivra hodom el olamol, man was created only to struggle. Im zocho, if he zoche hu omo b'toira, then his struggle is in Torah. Vim loy zocho, and if he's not fortunate, hu omo b'oretz, he struggles on land, you know, on earth, you know, with all the earthliness, with all the physical struggles. Ashrayoi lo'odom shu'omel ba'toira. Fortunate is that person who's zoche to be struggling in Torah. V'chein omer azal b'gemara. We know the Gemara says also in Sanhedrin, daf tzadik tes, kulhi gufi drupatkinenhu. All bodies were created to struggle. Tuvya l'dezochi v'havei drupatki doiraisa. Lucky is the person who zeche that his struggle is in Torah. Aval eich zeche lezeh. Ki habaldovor v'chayel oisov mizgabrin u'mispashtim kol kach al kol odom vein manichin oisov losam lev lezeh. Because the Eitzahara and all of his forces fight against the person and don't allow the person to think. They don't allow the person to think like this, to remember that there is a Shabbos, to remember that there is an Olam Haba, that there's gonna be vacation, there's gonna be sweetness and wonderfulness and everything. And how does the Yetzirah work? Through all the suffering that a person goes through in this world. Which is what pushes the person into depression. Which blocks the person from being able to really think clearly and see clearly. What am I doing? As Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 10 in the second half of Likut Imran, that in order for a person to have a real Yishuv Adas, in order for a person to be able to think clearly, he has to be in a good frame of mind. He's got to be happy. And therefore a person has to fight very, very hard to try to draw simcha upon himself. And one of the ways that a person can get himself happy is by looking at the finish line, looking ahead. Shehu tachlis olam haba, and knowing that there's going to be an olam haba, shubchina Shabbos, she'oz yishapech hakol l'toiva, when everything's going to be wonderful and sweet and great. Ki afilu hapochis shebi Yisrael, v'hagrua shebi gruim, because even the tiniest yid, the worst yid, the least religious yid, ein shiur l'chol ne'imus hatoiv haniflo sheyizkos. We can't imagine in our wildest dreams the incredible goodness that yid is going to be zeichet to in the future in Olam Haba. U'kamay shechizku oisanu hatzadikim es bekama l'shoynes b'ninze. As we find the great tzadikim have given us encouragement in many different flavors, you know, regarding this issue. Kamay shekosav, as it says in the Navi, Bayoim hahu yevukash avoin Yisrael v'einenu. There's going to come a time when they're going to be searching for sins of Jews, and they're not going to be able to find them. K'mashikosu b'simen chav beis, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 22 in the first half of Likut Imran, sheyevakshu v'yechapsu avoinus Yisrael. Why? Ki yishapchu lezechuyos. Because when people are going to do tshuva, real tshuva, tshuva me'ava, v'yaveiros get converted to mitzvos. U'k'mashikosu v'al posuk nirdi nosan rechoy. V'chein b'psukim harbe, as it says in Shir Hashirim, that from the nirdi, that which had a bad smell originally, is going to give forth a very sweet, delicious aroma. V'chein b'psukim harbe, as is found in many of the psukim. V'ideizeh yuchal l'smoyach esatzmoy gamato b'chol ma'ashoivrolov. And if a person thinks this way, if a person is aware of this, he realizes that there's going to be sweetness. There's going to be I'm going to have a wonderful, wonderful life at some point in the future. That can give him the ability to sustain himself now, while he's in prison, while he's going through the struggle, the difficult time. Bebechinas, sosoin v'simcho yasigu, as the pasuk says, a person will achieve great joy, v'nosu yogoin v'anocha, and that will cause the yogoin v'anocha to run away. As is discussed in Torah Chav Gimel in the second half of Likut Imran. There Rabbeinu Zal says that what happens is sometimes when a Jew is happy, when a Jew is going through a period of great simcha, he's at a wedding, he's dancing. Why? Because he forgot, he put out of his mind his worries, his tax bills and his sicknesses and his all that. So the Yogin Vanocha left him. But Rabbeinu Zal says, that's not good enough. That's half the job. What a Breslov Chosid has to be able to do, what a Jew has to be able to do is, that when he's feeling happy, to be able to grab that Yogin Vanocha that's trying to run away, and schlep it into the Simcha, and convert it to Simcha. He has to be able to dance about his tax bills, and then, you know, and be able to find simcha in that itself. That this is all one big joke compared to the simcha, compared to the thrill that I should have from the fact that I did one mitzvah today, which means they must have deposited billions and billions of dollars into my account, in Shamayim, into my permanent account, not my checking account, my savings account. This bill that they're showing me here of 35,000 shekel, that's a joke. That's nothing. That's garnished. That's not something for me to get depressed about. I put on tefillin today. So here, on my score sheet today, I scored 35 billion and I owe out 35,000 shekel. You tell me, am I ahead or behind? Am I a person who's struggling to earn a living, or am I among the richest people on earth? Mamish, there's nobody richer than me. And this is an example of, you know, the etzos that Rabbeinu Zal, Rav Nosson Zal give for a person in this world, which has been defined clearly for everybody, no exceptions, no exceptions, no exclusions. This world is a place of suffering, struggle, tzoros, tzar, kas, machoivos. Now, we're given advice how to survive and succeed and enjoy to a certain degree life in this place of suffering, struggle, etc., etc. Paragraph Yud. V'ze b'chinas ma shekozo batorana shasovit v'yatuna omurei mi yemer. Now Rav Nosson Zal is tying us back to chapter 24 in Likutei Moran, which this halach is based on. And Rav Nosson Zal says that chapter in Likutei Moran is based on a conversation, a debate that took place between Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananya and the 70 wise men of Athens. And at one point in the debate, they said to him, Mi Yemar. And Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, what is that? What were they hinting to? What were they referring to? Mi hu zeh sheyichnois behechle hatmurois lemokim haklipois lahalois misham hakedusha. What they were asking is, who's willing to go into that place called Yemar, the place where they do exchanges? The Hechle HaTmurois, which is one of the nicknames given to the place of the Sitrachra, where they switch good for bad. Veheshiv Lohem, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya responded to them, Aisu Ashli Umoshchu. Hainu, Rabbeinu Zal explains over there what his response was to them was, Iker Aliyas HaGdusha Alidei Simcha. The main way that a person starts off the chain reaction and the cycle of getting the Kedusha to rise, to be elevated, is through Simcha, by performing mitzvahs with Simcha. Ulosid Tugdal HaSimcha. In the future, we know that the Simcha is going to be increased manifold. Vaideze Yetzu Me'agolus. And that's what's going to take Klal Yisrael out of Golus. It's a pasuk. Ki B'Simcha Teitzeyu. V'chulu, Ayin Sham, look over there in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal explains that, where he discusses that. Now Rav Nosson Zal throws in, V'koshe L'choira. However, there's a question here. Ki klau divrei Rabbeinu Sham, hu sheheshiv lohem shelosid, b'tzeis mi'agolus, tugdal ha-simcha moid. Rabbeinu Zal over there seems to say that what Rabbi Shuban and Hanya was telling them was that there's going to come a time in the future when Bnei Yisrael will go out from Golus, then the Simcha will be very great. Vaideze yizbatlu haklipois. And this will result in a complete elimination of klipois, of the Tumah, of the Sitra Achra. Ayin Shom, look over there in Torah Chav Dalet, where Rabbeinu Zal says this. Vimkein koshe. However, we have a problem with this. Kiadain onu mevinim, kiadain ein onu mevinim, ma nas anachnu ato boimek hagolos hazeh. Because we still don't know what to do now. What are we supposed to do now in this golos, in the depths of this golos? She ikra hagolos hu atzvus v'chul. As we said earlier, the real essence of golos is depression, atzvus. Ubamen nizke ato loze, l'sameach nafshenu l'achnia klipois lotzeis migolos hanefesh, shu atzvus shemizgabra b'chol yoyim. How is a Jew supposed to be happy now, spiritually, and be machnia the klipois, and exit from his golos hanefesh, get his soul out of exile? The real exile, which is atzvus, which tries to work on us every single day, which tries to get us down every single day. Kizeh yodua, because this is a known fact. Shehu ikar That the main thing is not to wait for the Gula to be in 100 years, in 100 minutes, whatever it is, that all the Sifrei Chassidus and all the Sforim HaKdoshim are always emphasizing that the point is to try to bring about a redemption to your neshama now, to try to bring a Gula now. Bebechinas korvo, even before the geula for Klal Yisrael takes place, for each person to try to bring about his own individual geula, even bebechinas korvo el nafshi geula, k'may shayimrim b'shem habal shem tov zal, as is known, the Baal Shem Tov said on the words that we say on Friday night, korvo el nafshi geula, that each Jew has a mission. Besides trying to work for the Tzibur, besides trying to see to it that Klal Yisrael is zeichet to the final redemption with the coming of Moshiach, each Jew has to see to it to bring about a Geulas HaNefesh for himself every single day. V'chol divrei hatzadikim, and as is found in the words of all the tzadikim, b'frat divrei admor zal, especially in the Breslov Sforim, kulam heim etzlis lahachis nafshenu ato gamato kol echod v'echod b'chol mokim shehu. We know that all the Breslov Sforim are always trying to show us how to deal with the situation now. They're not geared towards telling us, well, don't worry, in 100 years or in 1,000 years, things will be okay. Rabbeinu Zal and Rabbi Nosson Zal are always trying to show a person how to help himself today. V'imkein tzrichin lehizboinein b'dvorov hanal, ma nase ato. Therefore, we have to think into Rabbeinu Zal's words in Torah Chof Dalet, where Rabbeinu Zal there says that in the future, then there'll be a geula, and then people there'll be simcha. What are we supposed to do now? How do we exit today from our Heichle HaTmurais, which we know is dependent on Simcha? Eich nizke l'simcha ato begolus hamar hazeh shemizgaber ho'atzvus beklolius ubeprotius al kol nefesh v'nefesh v'Yisrael. How are we supposed to be zeichet to Simcha right now, in the depth of Golus, when the Atzvus is trying to drown each and every one of us? Big question. So Rav Nosson Zal answers, Achu al pianal. However, it's tied into what we spoke about earlier. Ki mevur bedvorov zal b'mokom acher, because Rabbeinu Zal explains in a different address in Likutei Moran, in chapter 250, in the first half of Likutei Moran, shekisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu roitze lo hishias Yisrael, that when the Jews find themselves in a tzara, in Golus, and Hashem wants to bring about a Yeshua for that particular tzorah, we're not talking about bringing about the coming of Moshiach. We're talking about before Moshiach comes, throughout the thousands of years that Klal Yisrael are in Golus, whenever Hashem wants to bring about a particular Yeshua for the Jews who are in exile, who mamshich hashgocha miketz ho'achroim, ein shom. In order to do it, Hashem draws on the light of the future. He draws on the geula, the future redemption, and he pulls in from there some light into the present in order to bring about the current the Yeshua that's needed currently. That's what Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Torah Reish Nun. Rav Nosson Zal says now, V'chein hu kan. The same explanation applies to our discussion right here. The same thing that Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Torah Reish Nun could be appended to Torah Chof Dalet and be an extension of it. Because in Torah Chof Dalet, Rabbeinu Zal seems to leave us hanging. He says that the whole tick and everything is dependent on Simcha. And when is there going to be Simcha? In 1,000 years. How's that supposed to help me? The answer is, no. If you're being told that there's going to be major, major simcha at some time in the future, don't forget that there's a Torah Reish Nun which tells us that you have the ability to draw on that. You have the ability to draw on that. Just like Lahavdil, a person gets a paycheck regularly, once a month, and if the bank sees that this guy's getting his paycheck regularly and everything, sometimes they'll let him draw on that even before. Why? Because we know for sure that on the 29th of every month, this is going to come in. So fine, so you can take $500 now, take $1,000 now, because we know that on the 29th of every month, you get $5,000. V'chein hu kan, sh'Rabbi Yehoshua ben Chananya heishiv lohem, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Chananya responded to those wise men of Athens, sh'besoif ho'achroin b'tzeis Yisrael me'agolus tugdal ha'simcha mo'ed. that in the future, when Bnei Yisrael are going to come out of Golus, there's going to be major, major simcha. Shezehu bechinas aisu ashli u'moishchu, k'moishikosushom. That's how Rabbeinu Zal interpreted those words in the Gemara. V'rimeiz bozeh. What Rabbeinu Zal was hinting to us in saying that is, shebozeh bi'atzmoi moitzin kol nefesh v'nefesh mi'yisrael mi'galusoi gamato. That through that knowledge, knowing that there is going to be this future geula, there is going to be this explosion of simcha, that has the ability to help us even in the present, to help us be zeicha to get out of our present golus. Sheikra golus u'atzus kanal, and we know that the essence of golus is unhappiness. V'ho eitzahi. What's the solution? What's the solution for now? We know that there's going to be a total solution in the future. But what's the solution for now? Sheyazkir es atzmoi b'soifu achrayim. That the person should remember, should think of the future geula. Shesoif kol soif yoshi Hashem es Yisrael b'vadai b'chlal b'prat kanal. That we know 100% definitely that Hashem in the end is definitely going to help Klal Yisrael. That Klal Yisrael is going to have a major geula and a Yeshua. And that knowledge, knowing that, believing in that solidly, has the ability to help you right now. And that has the ability to take you out of your present depression, your present problems. From the Hechle HaTmuris that you find yourself in today. And give you the ability to extract the sparks of Kedusha in the Hechle HaTmuris today. And start this whole ball rolling, which takes you up the spheres and everything, till you're zoicha to get to that hasog of the oire in soif, bebchinas moti v'loi moti, etc. So we see here that Rav Nosson Zal is showing us that a person who learned Torah Chof Dalet in Likutei Moran, from beginning to end, and he read everything and he heard everything, is still missing a piece of the puzzle until he gets to Torah Reish Nun. And he learns what's in Torah Reish Nun, then he knows to take Torah Reish Nun, put it together with Chof Dalet, and then he knows how to interpret Torah Chof Dalet fully, how to finish what wasn't said clearly in Torah Chof Dalet, because Rabbeinu Zal assumed that, Rabbeinu Zal knows you're going to learn the whole book. People aren't going to read 2 pages and walk away thinking that they're registered Breslov Hasidim. Now he's qualified to lecture on Breslov, and that's a big mistake that unfortunately a lot of people make, where they quote out of context, or they take one chapter of something and they're ready to run with that. And you need to be very cautious about that. Because the Gemara says, there's a Yerushalmi that says that Hashem designed Torah Shebal Peh in such a way that it's Aniyah b'mokom echad v'ashira b'mokom acher. That very often a topic is discussed in the Gemara in Baba Metzia. And in Baba Metzia, on page 24, the Gemara discusses this topic in 6 lines. But then, in a different address, in Baba Kama, this topic is 12 pages. And so too, in Baba Kama, there are certain things that are discussed briefly there, and you have to go to the Gemara Sukkah, and in Sukkah, that's where the whole thing is expanded. So therefore, in order to get a real, decent understanding in Torah Shebal Peh, you need the whole picture. You need the big picture. You have to see the whole thing, because one thing is feeding on the other. That's even in Gemara. In Chassidus and in Sifrei Kabbalah, it's a billion times more how important that is. To be cautious about learning a chapter on the Likutei Moran, a this, and walking away saying, now I know it, period. Just to understand that I've gotten something. But if somebody challenges me, because this is what happens very often, a person learns a chapter in the Likutei Moran, he walks away feeling that he's got answers to 20 questions that he had were answered in here, and he says it to somebody, and the person challenges him, and he doesn't have the answer, and he says, oh, oops, I thought the Likutei Moran had it all, I see it doesn't. And the answer is, there could be a lot of reasons why. But sometimes it's simply that this Torah isn't, not every person has the ability to see the entire Yiddishkeit in every Torah, even though Rabbeinu Zal said that each Torah of his is a klolius, it's klolius of the entire Torah Shebal Peh and the Torah Shebal Sav and everything. Not everybody's qualified to see it. A Rav Nosson Zal, who knew the whole Likud Emanuel, sometimes he'll do you this favor, that he'll say, remember, you have to draw on that Torah to give you more to make sure that you know how to finish this Torah properly, without walking away with an impression that Rabbeinu Zal left us hanging, that he didn't give us a solution for today. Sure, he told me, wait 5,000 years, you know, Chas v'Shalom. Paragraph Yud Aleph, V'yalkein b'knisas Shabbos, she'tzrichin lotzeis michoil l'Shabbos, mimerirus hatzoros v'hagolus shenechas b'sheishes yemei achoil, lizkois l'kedusha Shabbos, shubachinas cheirus. Now you can understand why, when Shabbos is about to enter, which is a geula that a religious Jew experiences every single week. Every single week, Mashiach comes for a religious Jew. When does Mashiach come? When Friday turns into Shabbos. When he puts on his finest clothes and the house is cleaned like it was never cleaned before, and the table, all the best fineries. Why is it out there? Because it's geula. Mashiach came. That's why we're all celebrating. That's why everybody's dressed so nice and they're making all the best foods in the world, because there's a geula taking place. So now, at the time when a person's making that transition, going from Friday, from Sheishes Yemei Achoil, which is Merirus Hatzorus Vagolus, which is Golus, which is Sitra Achor, which is into which is much more apparent in the 6 days of the week, which are referred to as Tov V'ra. And he's crossing that bridge to enter into the Kedusha of Shabbos, which is Cherus. The 6 days of the week are called Avdus, Sheishes Yomim Tavoid. Avdus, we are Avodim during the 6 days of the week. On Shabbos, we go into Olam Acherus. V'yalkein Oimrim Mizmor Hoidu. That's why it's so important that we say chapter 107 in Tehillim, Hoidu Lashem Kitov Kelim Chazli, Shemedaber Midalit Tzrichem Lohoidois, which discusses the four different types of people who have to bench Koimel, Kedei Laham Shechal Atzmoy Simchas HaHoido Mibchinas Shabbos, Mibchinas Oilam Haba, in order to draw upon ourselves the joy of Hoido, of giving praise to Hashem from Shabbos, from Oilam Haba, from Geula. Kedei shalidei zed nizke lotzeis mebchinas golus shel sheshes meamaisa lizkois lekedusha Shabbos shubchinas cheirus sheikar hacheirus huaydei asimcha bchinas kibes simcha seitzeyo. That reading that paragraph, which speaks about praising Hashem for the geula, you know, v'chol ha'chaim yeduchasel, for the geula from sickness and this, that shevach of Hashem, which is a bechina of olam haba, bechina of Shabbos. That's what actually serves as the bridge to carry us across from Chol to Kodesh, you know, from Tumah to Tahara. Kiho Beho Talia. Now watch this now, because Rav Nosson Zal says these two depend on each other. You need A to get to B. You need B to get to A. She Kol Ma Shehagolus Mizgaber Chas V'Shalom Kamoikein Hu Atzvus Mizgaber. The more, the longer the Golus, the deeper the Atzvus. Because the main golus is the atzvus that works on a Jewish heart, and the atzvus doesn't allow the yid to be happy, to celebrate. And the more depressed the person gets, the deeper into golus he falls. Because these two feed on each other. The more depression, the more golus. The more golus, the more depression. Therefore, a yid has to fight very hard to use every trick in the book, every eitzah and every trick he can, to make himself happy, to keep himself happy. As is explained in Rabbeinu Zal's words. And therefore, it's so important for a yid, all 7 days of the week, to be thinking about Shabbos, which is Olam Acherus, Kedei Lahamshich Simchas Shabbos Bimei Achoil, in order to draw on that during the 6 days of the week. I can taste that chicken soup on Sunday already. I can taste the learning that we're going to, the singing, the zmiris. You know, to be thinking along that track. Kamay Shekosu B'Mokom Acher, V'zeh B'chinas Me'echod B'Shabbos L'Shabbos. That this is the concept of Zochrei Umeichem Shabbos, remembering Shabbos starting Sunday, Shetzrichin Laham Shechalatzmai Simchas Shabbos Gambi Meachoel V'Kanal. Person has to draw the happiness of Shabbos into the weekdays. V'zeh Bechinas Hashir Shel Yoim. And this is why it's so important, why the Chachamim gave us this matona, that every single day we say the Shir Shel Yoim. She'oz daiko mazkirin Shabbos b'chol yoim v'yoim. And that's why we mention the Shabbos every single day of the week. K'mo she'omrim, hayoim yoim echod b'Shabbos. Hayoim yoim sheni b'Shabbos. V'oz oimrim hashir shel yoim. Hayoimrim b'Beis HaMikdash. And then we say the shir that they used to sing in the Beis HaMikdash that day. Ki shir b'chinas simcha. Because what is, it's called the Shir Shalyam, the song. What is a song? A song is an expression of joy, of happiness. Normal songs. We have these cuckoo songs, blues and other baloney. You know, that the song, they took that and turned it upside down, inside out. Used songs to get people depressed. But we're talking about normal singing. Normal singing is geared towards happiness, joy. Hainu shemazkirin atzmon kedusha Shabbos, meaning that the rabbis gave us this thing that we remind ourselves of the holiness of Shabbos. Every shehu b'chinas shir v'hoido v'simcha. What is the holiness of Shabbos? It's shir, it's nigun, it's simcha. Hoido ki ikar hashir v'ha'hoido shehu b'chinas simcha hu b'Shabbos, because the main concept of singing and praising Hashem, which is the best expressions of happiness and joy, is when? On Shabbos. How do we know? It's a pasuk. Bebechinas mizmor shir liyom haShabbos toiv lohaydos laHashem. When is it good to praise Hashem? On Shabbos. That's the most appropriate time for shira and hoydor. Alei osar v'alei novel alei goyim bechinor. When does a Jew feel that simcha, happy with everything Hashem did? On Shabbos. And it's from the songs of Shabbos that the Levim would draw on that during the 6 days of the week. When they would say their shir on each one of the 6 days of the week, they were drawing on the simcha and hoidah and shir of Shabbos. V'alkein mazkirin Shabbos daiko etzel hashir shel yoim. Now you understand why the one place in the whole tefillah of Shacharis, all 45 pages, where do we mention Shabbos? By the shir shel yom. That's where we mention Shabbos. Kedei lahamshich simchas Shabbos b'chol yoim v'yoim. In order to draw the happiness of Shabbos into every day. And then we recite the shir that they said. Where? In the Beis HaMikdash. Kol zehu b'chinas hanal. This ties into the Torah and Likutei Moran, Torah Chof Dalet. Shemazkirin gamato hashir shel HaBeis HaMikdash shu b'chinas simcha. Hakol kedei lahamshichem b'chinas Shabbos mib'chinas keitz v'achroin she'oz yibone HaBeis HaMikdash v'oz tugdal ha'simcha. It's there, the shir which was said in the Beis HaMikdash that we announce every day. Why? Because we're drawing on the simcha of Shabbos, Olam Haba, Beis HaMikdash. And that's what gives us the ability to be happy now. The fact that there's hope. When is a person unhappy? When there's nothing to hope for. When it's an unending battle. It's an unending suffering. But if a person is positive that there is an end, there's a definite end to it, and the end is described for us in detail. Ki soif kol soif yistakein hakol. Because in Yiddishkeit, we believe and we know that in the end, everything is going to have a tikkun. V'hu avoinos yishapchu lezuchuyos. And through the tshuva that every Jew is going to do, the sins are mamish going to be converted to mitzvahs. It's not just a matter that I'll be lucky if I get to zero. No. If I do tshuva the right way, my averus are going to become credits to me. V'hakoil yishapech l'toiva. And everything's going to turn around for the good. Shekol ze rimeiz lohem, b'masheheshiv lohem, aisyashlu moishchonal. This was all included in the words of Rabbi Shua ben Hananya when he said, aisu ashlu umashchu. Shehizke lohem goydel asimcha shelosid. He said to them, ha-ha, don't worry, I know about the incredible simcha that there's going to be in the future. And that's what gives me the ability to be happy even now. And that's what gives us the ability to exit from the Hechli Atmurois, which is mentioned over there in Likutei Moharan, Shemarumos Bahashaila Miyemar, which is what they were hinting to when they said to Rabbi Shimon Hanya, Miyemar, who has the ability to get out of the Hechli Atmurois and to extract the sparks of Kedusha that have fallen there. Kemay Shekoso Shom, as it says over there in Torah Chav Dalet. Paragraph Yubayz, Ki Asitrachra Vaklipois Shem Koichois Hayetzahor Vachayeloisov Nikroim Hechli Atmurois. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, one of the nicknames of the Sitrachra and all of his armies and all of his powers is they're called Hechle Hatmurais, the chamber of switcheroo, where switches take place, topsy-turvy land, where things are turned upside down. Shekol koichom hora hu al yidei tmurais. The whole evil power of the Satan is his ability to make things look the opposite of what they are. His ability to make good look bad, his ability to make doing mitzvahs and serving Hashem look difficult and painful and exhausting and struggling and unrewarding, and to make averois look delicious, sweet, instant gratification, pleasure, enjoyment, success. That's the whole power of the Yetzirah, to switch the two around, to make this look like that, and that to make good look bad, and bad look good. Shemachlifin umeimirin ra betoiv v'toiv bara. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Hoi ha'oimrim l'toiv ra ulara toiv. Woe is to those who make good look bad and bad look good, who say that good is bad and bad is good. Samim choyshech la'or v'or la'choyshech. Again, they switch. They make light into darkness and darkness into light. Shemishom, as it says in Yeshaya Novi, chapter 5. Shemishom kol habilbulim v'chol ha-taivos. This is the source of all the confusion and all the taivos rois of the Yetzirah. V'chol minei machloikis v'hasosois u'pituyim u'svorei shel sheker. And all the tsaros, all the instigations and all the machloikis and all the wrong ideas that the Yetzirah puts on a person are all based on this foundation of making good look bad and bad look good. V'ho'ikar, alidei ho'atzvus. And the most powerful weapon of the Sitrachra is depression, unhappiness. Shaydezeh ha'moyach v'asechel mevulvol. Because when a person is unhappy, they can't think really clearly. They can't think properly. K'may shekosu b'simin yud hanal b'likutei Moharan Tanina, as Rabbi Nizal writes over there in chapter 10 of Likutei Moharan Tanina. And the main bilbul is that the Yetzirah confuses the person and turns everything upside down. In Yeshayah Perk Choftes. They turned it around, they flipped it over, and they brought depression to the Ruach HaKodesh. Kikol loshen hamro'o umerido bechinas soirer umoirer hu al shem hatmurais. Any time that the Torah uses this expression, hamro'o, soirer umoirer, that kind of thing, it's referring to this kind of thing, where things got turned upside down, where things got switched around. Shemishom heviu harbe lidei hamro'o mamish rachmono litzlan. Where by using this technique of making good look bad, the Yetzirah has succeeded in bringing many people into total bitterness. Moro with a hey, you know, mamish bitterness. Because the Yetzirah, again, doesn't do it in one shot. He confuses a person. And today he says to him this, and tomorrow that. He leads the person slowly into a deep ditch. Shehakol alidei svorois sheker utmurois. It's all based on false logic and switching things around. Valze nisyase bekamo tfilois vividuyim mikadmoinim loimar. And this is why we find in many of the tfilois that the earlier tzaddikim wrote, and in the viduis, for example, what we say on Yom Kippur Koton, we say there, es asher hechmarto hekalti, Vasher hekalto hechmarti, es asher osarto hitarti, Basher hitarto asarti. Hashem, those things that you told us to be strict about, I was lenient about. And those things that you told us we could be lenient about, I was strict about. Those things that you told us we're allowed to do, I didn't do. And those things that you told us we're not allowed to do, I did do. V'chein harbe. There are many examples of this. Kemuva b'havidoi shel tikkun erev Rosh Chodesh, as is brought in Yom Kippur Kotom. Kigam hachumrois shelohem mazikin harbe. Because the chumrois of the sitrachra, those chumrois that are not coming from the right place, sometimes a person, especially balei tshuva, and it could be anybody, thinks up ideas of being strict in certain items of Yiddishkeit in an improper way. He doesn't know that it's not coming from his yetzer tov, it's coming from his yetzer hara that's telling him to do certain things. V'chein hamitzvah shelahem, and also those mitzvahs that the yetzer hara wants you to do. Kial pi roiv mislabesh habaldovar b'mitzvois. Kamei shekosov b'likutei moran chelik aleph siman aleph. Because most of the time, the Yetzer Hara cloaks himself in a mitzvah to destroy a person, to confuse a person, to get him to do the wrong thing, to mess him up. Again, you get the person depressed about how he's not learning, he's not, you know, in ways that are not right, in ways that are not constructive. Shekol ze b'chinas tmurois v'chalipin. These are all examples of switcheroo, upside down. This gangster, he's coming to me with mitzvahs. It's interesting, I just heard this yesterday again from Reb Michel. Reb Michel told over something that he's said several times, that after 38 years of pleading and struggling and trying to do everything he could to get out of Russia, during communist rule, one of the last times when he went to one of the offices, you know, to speak about leaving, he came into an office of like a deputy minister of the Soviet Union at the time. And he came with his wife, which he never usually did, because his wife herself had a problem with leaving Russia, because leaving Russia in those days meant leaving your kids behind. The ones that they would release, they wouldn't release the kids. The youth, they wouldn't release, because they need that, you know. So he went with his wife, and they come in, and the guy looks over his papers, and the guy's, oh, so you want to leave Russia, this, that? And the guy suddenly decided to go on the attack. Attack who? Rav Michel's wife. And he says to her, I don't understand you. You call yourself a decent woman? What kind of person are you? You're trying so hard to leave Russia? You're willing to leave your kids? You know, that's a mother? To leave a country and go thousands of miles away from her children? She took a look at him, and Reb Michel said he never, ever heard his wife open a mouth, his Rebbetzin open a mouth like she did then. She started yelling at him, you care about my kids? You are the one who's concerned about my kids? That's why you put us into this prison here? That's what you built, because you care about our kid, you know. And he had nothing to say. But this is a perfect, simple, gashmius example of the sitrachra being the slabish in mitzvahs. Here he's trying to keep Jews imprisoned in the land of atheism, to try to wipe out completely any vestige of faith in Hashem, religion, this, that. And how's he going to do it? He's going to go to a mother and say, you're a Yiddish mama? You call yourself a Yiddish mama? That you're prepared to leave, to go to Eretz Yisrael and leave your kids behind? This is the sitrachra mislabish b'mitzvos. V'zeh b'chinas yiros nefula hanefulos rachmanos litzlan. And another example of this is when people have what's called yiros nefulos, when they're afraid of things that they're not supposed to be afraid of. Because a Jew, an observant Jew, is supposed to be afraid only of one thing. Not taxes, not sick, not physical sickness. Afraid of Hashem. That's the only thing I'm afraid of. As the Pasuk says, Hashem li lo yira. If I'm plugged into Hashem, I'm not afraid of anything. Nothing can scare me. What has any power if I'm associated with Hashem, attached to Hashem? Ukishemisyore me eze odom moishel oy me chayera ukiyotze. And when a Jew finds that he's afraid of any of a king, of a ruler, a government, or he's afraid of a wild animal, or anything for that matter, he's afraid of financial problems. He's, you know, Zebchinas Yerois Hanafulois. This is an example of what's called fallen Yerois. Shemachlif Yeras Hashem Yizborach beYeras Bosar Vadom, whereby this person is trading in his respect for Hashem for his respect for this other nonsense. Whereas if the person would concentrate and focus all of his respect and fear on Hashem, he wouldn't have to be afraid of anything. He would find that he's not afraid of anything else. Nothing else can frighten him in any way. However, even when a person is afraid of Hashem, a person is afraid of punishment, which we know Rabbi Nizal said that that's a very important item, that's the Yesod in Yiddishkeit. Rabbi Nizal once said that even though there are Sforim that make light of Yiras Hayinish, of a person who's religious because he's afraid Hashem is going to patch him, Rabbi Nizal said to us that it is a very important ingredient, a very important prerequisite in order for a person to be religious. Even tzaddikim have to have that in their arsenal. They have to have that item of Yiras, that ingredient of Yiras Hayinish also. As it says in the pasuk, "V'ho elikim also sheyiru milfonov." Ukamashe piyush Rashi sham, "Sheho elikim also shehevi kama oinshim kemoi bedoirenoish v'doir hamabel etc. Sheyiru milfonov, sheyiru me oinshim." That Hashem has made many things happen in the history of the world, so people should be afraid to do bad things. People read about what happened to people during Noah's times and the Dor HaFloga, that there were people who were bad, and Hashem punch them to bits, so people will be afraid, hopefully, to repeat that. Achafilu yira toiva derech habaldover lohomer lahachlif. Even this good yira, even this type of thing, which is constructive in a certain way, the Yetzahara has the ability to turn it around, to twist it, to pervert it. Shehuma shedarkei lohavi esotam lidei mora shchoira viatzvus machmas yira zois. And bring the person into depression and sadness, where the person starts thinking about all the mitzvahs that he didn't do, that he should have done, and could have done, and who knows what kind of Gehenna is waiting for me. Who knows, you know what, and sure, that's why I'm suffering now, because of all the bad things I did, that kind of stuff. Where the Yetzirah drives the person away from Hashem and distances the person from Hashem through this kind of logic. As we know that there are many Jews that were inflicted by this plague, that was struck by this type of thinking. Because even when it comes to concepts like this, which are Jewish, which are good concepts, concepts of the Torah, you have to be very, very careful to accept it the right way, to understand it, to interpret it, and apply it to yourself the right way. Not to apply it in a way that pushes you down, that demotivates you, but rather to apply it in a way that inspires you and motivates you to improve. Bebechinas yiras Hashem lechayim. There's a pasuk that says, fear of Hashem for life. That's supposed to give you life. That's not supposed to depress you. It's not supposed to tie you up in knots. It's supposed to motivate you and inspire you. Lehiskariv Hashem Yisborach alidei hayira mikol mokem shu, to become closer to Hashem through yira, no matter where you're at. Veloy lesrachik chas v'shalom, and not chas v'shalom to go the opposite way, to become distant from Hashem. Shedaika alidei yira soinish yovoy lesimcha. That a Jew, because of the fact that he's afraid of getting he knows that there's pech, there's a Gehenna, and there's tzar suffering, that should bring him to a simcha. Bebechinas vegilu bira'odo. As the pasuk says, rejoice with fear, with trembling. Shedaiko alidei hayira v'hora'odo mehan onshem agdoilum rachmona litzlan, haidei ze daiko yovoi l'simcha al shehu al kolponim b'klal Yisrael u'mekurav l'tzadikim, shaidei ze yinotzel me'alofim u'revov o'isonshim. By the person thinking, yeah, sure there's a Gehenna, and sure there's super suffering, and Baruch Hashem for the drop of good that's in me, Baruch Hashem, at least I'm a Jew, which means, for starters, I'm a billion times better off than the non-Jews. And then Jew, I'm going to, at least I observe a couple of mitzvahs, which right away, again, puts me way, way, way ahead of people who don't. And it's going to spare me from all kinds of suffering. And if the person, in addition to these things, will have faith and trust in the power of the tzaddikim, and get chizuk from that, that person's end will definitely be a good one. He'll definitely be matzliach. V'yisapech hakol l'toivah.